Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you fan Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And on this week's show, we have... Right, I'm going to get this right. We have East Coast Hardcore Punk. We have Swiss Garage Punk. We have... Southwestern ska punk. We have Nottinghamshire marv punk. We have Norwegian agit punk. We have Danish experimental punk. We have Spanish punk and roll. But first up with some good old London, England folk punk. This is the Roughneck Riot and No Sense of Human. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Roughneck Riot from their new album and a track called No Sense of Human. It's out now on a label I can't remember, but it came through via Simon from Simon Says from People Like You Records, who is the man. So they must be something to do with Century Media, I think. Type in the Roughneck Riot to the internet, or alternatively, go to their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Roughneck Riot.
No, Facebook.com/The Roughneck Riot.
Bollocks.
Unlucky. Poorly being internet one, Tony Neil. We will be playing more of that album in coming weeks. As I said at the start of the show, you know how this show's called Punky, Tony?
Yes.
Well, this week is Punky.
Oh.
It really, really is. Every single song is from somewhere else in the world. And... it's got something to do with punk rock, and it's great, and I'm really, really pleased with it, and I hope you enjoyed that. Now, I'm no great fan of folk rock, I'll be honest with you, but I do like and folk punk, but I do like the Pogues, and this is the closest I think you get to the Pogues at their best, and the entire album is at that speed. It's really good fun. I know Simon said to me, I can't stop playing it, and I understand why. Great album. And hello to Matty from Roughneck Riot, who I met at Strava Camp a couple of years ago when, if you remember, I got their, I don't know if it was their first album, but their last album, certainly. And we played a few tracks off that as well, so well done then. Now then, mate, I have got some comedy suburbs for you.
Cool.
If you have a joke, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email comedy suburbs. That's what Insane Star did. Oh, Insane Star. And she says, very nice message. It says, hi, Paul, here's one for you. A redneck went to his doctor for a checkup. The doctor said, I'm going to need urine, blood, fecal and semen samples from you. The redneck replied, well, shall I just give you my underpants then?
Nice.
Sure, but sweet, lol. Thanks very much, Insane Star, but I notice no mention of your own underpants.
Not even a mention.
Not even a mention. Quite happy for some redneck to go into a doctor's and give him his used knickers, but I don't see yours being forthcoming. Nil pois. So, yes, thank you very much, Insane Star, and thanks very much to everyone who sends jokes in, but I want more. Send them in. Now, I'm just going to get on with the next song, mate. Is that all right?
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. Now, this comes from, it goes back to 2007, 2008, and a band called Toxic Patrol, who featured on Hispanic Stomp Volume 2. I think it was CD3, if you're going to be specific about this. What I want to know is, what is Toxic Patrol's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Toxic Patrol.
How are you spelling Toxic Patrol?
TOXICPATROL.
No. Huh. MySpace.com/Toxic Pat R 0 rather than O L. So it's Patrol Tricky. With a 0. Toxic. So unfortunately, Tony, that makes it poorly being the internet too. Tony Nil. I love this. This is Breaking Bones. Listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Toxic Patrol and Breaking Bones. I'm not sure whether they're still going. I think they are, but do check out their MySpace page and you'll find out more about them. Very interesting. But I say Spanish. They're on Hispanic Stomp. There might be an outside chance. They might be from Chile.
Okay.
But it's Hispanic, isn't it? It's Hispanic Stomp. You know, it's a... I don't know, might be Chilean, might be Spanish, who knows. Now then, just before we go into the next bit, I would like, just like to share with you the fact that I am enjoying, and here's the proof, a rather interesting bottle of beer that is rum beer, OK's by Innocent Gum. Huh. I'm not sponsored by it, I'm just telling you, it's really good. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments?
Yes, got some Facebook comments. Well, I've got one. Thanks for the Facebook comment. Please do leave a comment on our wall. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like our page, and leave us a comment. We'll read them out. Alternatively, you can leave on MySpace. We are checking that now. MySpace.com/punkyradio. Google Plus if you want, but Facebook for now. It's just a comment from Fatboy, who says, Punky Radio, brought to you by Tony Loft Conversion and Paul B. Fittitrini. Very much, right, boy.
I don't know what that means.
Nah. Where's Pizzagini?
No. I don't know.
Okay. That's it. Sure, but sweet. Well, leave us a comment, please do.
It was very short, very sweet. I might as well ask you if you've done anything this week, then, right now.
No, what have I done this week? We're in full on house mode. The plasters have started.
When they show up, is that fuckers?
Those we booked them in for more or less two straight weeks. So they started last Monday. And it's now Tuesday. We've done three out of the last 4 days. No, three out of the past 4 days they didn't turn up. So no, not Saturday and Sunday, not today. A couple of them's fucked off to Magaluf for a week. And so there were one replacement guy, and he didn't turn up today.
Excellent.
Yeah. So everything's kind of falling slowly behind. We've got no toilet, no sink, no bath, no shower. We've got no plaster on the walls, and we're moving in 12 days. So, yeah.
Good luck with that.
Yeah. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, well, it's right. A good job then that I have some experimental punk rock from Denmark to keep you entertained.
That would help.
With that wonderful band Die Hohe Helle. I'll tell you all about them after the track. This is, I believe, Der Ring and Der Forster. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Die Hohe Helle and a track called Daring and Der Forster, I think. Or Der Forster. I don't know. I can't speak. I don't know how the Danes speak Danish, to be honest. How I'm supposed to have a chance, I don't know. What is Die Hohe Helle's MySpace page?
Right. is it? MySpace.com/ Die Hohe Helle without the A and the E in the last word. So D-I-E,
yeah, but it's also without the O in the second word.
Oh,
it's D-E-H, it's myspace.com/ D-E-H-J-E-H-L-E.
So it's missing the I as well?
Yep. What I?
Isn't it D-I-E at the start?
Oh, yeah, missed that as well, yeah. Yeah, it's basically missed out the things in the middle of the words. But anyway, you got it wrong. So that makes it probably be an Internet 3, Tony Neal. That is the second track we've played off their new 5-track EP. And we're not going to play anything else. If you want to buy it off it, if you want to hear more Die Hohe Helle, go and buy it. And the best way to do that is either go to their MySpace or... MySpace and Facebook. But imagine a MySpace. You go, no, it's been a load of months. yeah, go to their MySpace or Facebook page and you'll find out how to do it. And hello to the guys in De Hoya Hella, who are good friends of ours. Like them very much. Now then, speaking of Scandinavia, I was in Norway last week.
Yes, you were. How was it?
And I did my first gig in a place called Dottila Til Hagen, which means daughter of the garden, because there's a place, because I thought it was daughter in the garden, it's daughter of garden, because there's a place not far from where I stay called Frau Garden or something, or someone's garden, some woman garden.
Lady Garden.
It's Lady Garden, yeah. This is the daughter of Lady, it should be called Tiny Vagina. It's daughter of Lady Garden. I only just thought of that. Tony and genius. And yeah, it was a completely Norwegian show, including me, because I got up, and even though I did it in English, I was doing Norwegian words, and I did my Norwegian disco number, and he went down very well, thank you very much. And I got paid 2 beers.
Ooh.
No, that's fantastic. That's more than getting a fee over there. I said on stage, I said, beer's so expensive over here, I'm thinking of turning Muslim. Right? And they didn't get it. But it went down all right, and I'm looking forward to doing more gigs there in the future, and I had a great time, and hi to everyone. And hello in particular to our good friend and regular Punky listener, Eric Arlov, who I met up with for a beer.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And had a really nice afternoon. What a good bloke.
Was he the nurse? And,
sorry?
Was he a nurse? Was
it... he doesn't technically exist.
Right, because, yeah, he's a male nurse, isn't he?
Male nurse, and I can't begin to think they actually happen. Because in my head, nurses are sexy girls in short skirts and stockings that bend over and go, "Oh, matron." So I just can't comprehend a male nurse. But anyway, Eric, congratulations on everything that's happening in your life at the moment, my friend. And found out he was in a band. So I thought, do you know what? For the next two tracks, let's make it listener friendly and let's have two bands in a row by two blokes who are regular listeners and regular contributors to the show. So listen out for Project Marv, and a re-release song that he's brought out now that is available online, and I'll tell you a little bit about that when we get to it. But right now, we're going to hear Eric or Eric's band. I don't know how to say his name. Giant. Wouldn't say that. What I want to know is, what is Giant's Bandcamp page?
Giant.bandcamp.com?
It is. It's Tony Wong. Internet 3. Do the right thing.
We are raffling off an original painting
by our very own The Word Whore.
This draw will take place at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday, September 17th, 2012.
Not only is this a chance to own an original work of art,
it is a chance to help right an unfortunate wrong. 100% of the proceeds will go directly towards paying off
the mountainous debts incurred as a result of the injuries the Word Horse sustained to her right hand last June.
Only $25 per ticket.
Visit airoutmyshorts.com today.
Good luck.
That's airoutmyshorts.com.
Thank you. My hands are small, I know.
You're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I feel like we're hairing through the show this week, but we're not. It's just really good and really exciting. I'm really enjoying it. And you will notice that between those two songs we just played, there was an advert for an Air Out My Shorts competition. You know, Air Out My Shorts is a podcast that is friends of Punky Radio, and they're doing a fundraising competition. And we promised we'd mention it, forgot to, so we're playing the ad they've done for us. So that's why that was there. And we will be running that ad for a few weeks.
Yeah.
That's all right, isn't it?
Yes.
So that was Project Marv, Tony. You know, our good mate Marv.
I've
and
met him.
He's brought out, he's re-released two 30-track albums. He's got loads of stuff, hasn't he?
Yeah.
And he's re-released two 30-track albums so that he can then get on with the new stuff. And though that stuff is put to bed. So if you'd like to find out more about it, actually, I think the best website to go to is Project Marv's Pure Volume page, which is...
purevolume.com/Project Marv?
It is.
Is it? Good.
Which is Tony 2, Paulie B and Internet 3. That was a track called I. And far and away my favourite one from the ones that he sent. And thanks so much, Marv, for sending those. And for sending us the beds, etc, etc. And good luck with the new releases. Right. Have you got a gig?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar?
It is. Another week, another few gigs at the 12 Bar Club on Denmark Street in London. On Sunday night, they've got an open mic, so I've not got any details of that. So I'm doing Thursday to Saturday.
Yeah.
So this Thursday, 21st, Jazz Morley, Jamie Abbott and Roxanne and DeBastion.
Oh, beautifully said.
Thank you very much.
I do like the way you say Jamie Abbott.
How much do you think that is?
£6.
It's £7 in advance or £8 on the door.
Jesus, hell, Mary, Christ on a bike.
But Friday
That's
night.
Session busting.
Exactly. Well, it's an Enterprise Season night on Friday, so
heavy. That's
normal. Junction 47, The Popular Beat Combo, City Surrender, Crashing Flowers, Lawrence Showcase, and Sam Holmes.
What a great name, The Popular Beat Combo. That's terrific.
How much do you think it is on a Friday
Six
evening?
£6.
It is.
Yeah.
And Saturday night, Misty's Little Adventure, Cull, Parva Hinton, The Valkyries, Lucy's Diary, and Emily Capel. It's a Blang night. Blang presents. Yes, it is.
I don't know anything about that.
Nope. Blang.co.uk presents.
Right.
How much do you think?
£6.
It is.
Excellent.
Too bad, that ain't bad, is it?
Nah, not bad. Now, also, I don't think I'm going to end up at the 12 Bar on Saturday, but there is an outside chance that I will be in London on Saturday for the annual Pod Crawl, the British podcasters.
Oh, right.
Roe Cutler, invite me. Yeah. Hello to Roe. And for the first year that they've ever done it, at the moment, I don't have a gig. So I am about. So if I can afford it, I'm going to go down there and meet up with a load of British podcasters. Seems like a decent idea, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Who knows? We might even cross-pollinate and get some new listeners for us all.
Hey, why not?
It would seem sensible, wouldn't it, really? It's ages since we've done anything with British podcasters. We ought to.
Apart from that, Graham, of course.
That this show has now turned into a meeting. So anyway, that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar.
So right then, I'd say that Giant were Norwegian agit-punk and Project Marv, I'm just calling that Marv-punk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling it Nottinghamshire Marv-punk. So I thought it was about time that we played some Arizona ska-punk. What do you reckon?
So good to me.
Good old punk show, isn't it? Band we played before called Authority Zero. I really like them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Authority Zero's website?
AuthorityZero.com?
It is. You've come storming back here. Tony 3, Paulie B and the Internet 3. This is The Remedy.
Searching for solution, we are hearing songs of revolution, but swimming right upstream. But how are we to know when things have gone too far? Well, I think it's safe to say the world's gone crazy.
I think I have the remedy.
I swear the world's gone crazy.
I think I have the remedy.
I swear the world's gone crazy.
I think I have the remedy.
And yeah, I think I've got the remedy. It's breaking out in song. Hey! Come on, turn that shit up. The static feeding from the television can't get enough. The catatonic stairs of vision, prisms hung up. On my love, on my love, on my love. We are living, it's an evolution. We are singing, searching for solution. We are hearing songs of revolution. But swimming right upstream. But how are we to know when things have gone too far? Well, I think it's safe to say crazy.
I think I got the remedy.
I swear the world's gone crazy.
I think I got the remedy.
I swear the world's gone crazy.
I think I got the remedy.
Yeah, I think I've got the remedy. Now come on.
Wait, got a mighty confusion. Brain malfunction, drift into delusion. We are living,
It's an evolution. We are singing Search and Resolution. We are hearing songs of revolution. But swimming right upstream. But how are we to know when things have gone too far? I think it's safe to say the world's gone crazy. I swear the world's gone crazy.
Milky Pants.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Authority Zero. That's not the first track we've played off their new album. Make sure you check it out via their website. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
Moving. What we're doing this week. Well, packing and moving end of next week, so that will take all of it up.
Just out of interest.
Yeah.
When you have moved in,
yeah,
are you going to ever do anything?
What, rather than, I don't know. What, we'll just sit around going, what should we do? Because we've been in the house for 6 months.
No, yeah, I mean, you're going to sort of go out and have things to say and that, or will it be from then on? How's it going this week? Oh, work and hanging about in my new house.
We'll say it for a while, it's going to be the same because we've got to like do the downstairs, because we've only really done the top floor.
Yeah, that's a story I can't wait for. the only reason I ask is because for once, I'm not really doing anything this week. I've got no gigs at all.
All right, really?
No gigs, no work. I'm a gun for hire.
Is that on purpose?
Gun for hire. So I'm just hanging about at home, really. I had my, you know, I'd said to you before, I might be a bit blind for this show. I had my, every once in a while, I have to go and have my eyes checked. Judging by some of the women I've been out in the past, I should have maybe been a bit more often. But they put these eye drops in and they make my pupils massive. Right, and it means that I just take in too much light into my head.
Yeah.
And I have to wear sunglasses all afternoon. I'm not allowed to drive and, Anyway, they've just about come back now, so I'm sort of all right again. Went to the dentist today. As well, I've had quite a medical day. Went to the dentist and I got there 12:30. Wanted to go at 2:30, but I couldn't because I had to go to the doctor's at 2:40 and there wouldn't have been time. So I booked it in for 12:30 because then that's 1:30.
Okay, yeah, alright.
I still got it in there. Cool. 1:30. I got there at 12:30 and I confused them by not being there at 2:30. Yeah. And they got it the wrong way round. I was ushered in to see the dental hygienist, or my mental hygienist, as I call it. And I said, what am I doing here? She went, you've come for your checkup. I went, I don't want my checkup with you. I want my checkup with the dentist. I'm seeing you at the end of July. She went, oh, well, it's got down. I said, I don't care what it's got down there. You read your proper records. And you know what? I was right, of course. So the dentist was seeing another patient in my slot. Not actually in my slot. That would be a very small dentist.
Yeah.
And a very small patient. And I'd have noticed. I would hope, anyway. My little chocolate slot. Oh, why am I telling you this? So I just sort of went, it said, sort this out now. So anyway, the dentist sort of went, and then I went in to see the dentist, and he was obviously really embarrassed and flushed that they got it the wrong way around. They're all, you know, professional and they want my money. So he said, how's it going? I said, well, it's great for me, but you seem to be all over the place. He goes, oh, yes, well, I'm very sorry, let's have it. And he was so embarrassed, he looked in my mouth, took one look, said, I'll clean this up a bit. I was out in 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
So quite clearly, my teeth and gums were all right.
Oh, that's good.
Well, I hope so, anyway. Yeah, so anyway.
Mine was a nightmare, by the way.
Oh, really? How's the left bands?
Yeah, all right. I snap them every day now. I just open my mouth and it just ricochets off the top of my mouth and just gives me a little bit of pain.
Right, because your jaw is now so strong.
Yeah.
It's not we bad should speak out for first time listeners. Why?
Yeah, I'm wearing braces. Got them in, got two, well, at least 2 months now. Always had crooked teeth and they are now finally getting a bit straighter. But for the past month, I've had an elastic band basically just holding my mouth together. But a new thing, past couple of days, I woke up and I've not been able to open my mouth. My jaw's been solid. Locked in place.
Oh,
that's always it's a new interesting byproduct of doing this. Yeah,
That's I go back in 2 or 3 weeks, and I'm sure that's something else they would have forgot to tell me about. They'll go, oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, you do that. Something locked jaw for half the year.
Yeah, locked jaw, pain, not be able to eat for 2 years. I've lost loads of weight though. I look sweet.
Do you look sweet, or do you look like you've spent a shift in Auschwitz?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a bit hollowed out. But... Oh well.
Oh, very well. Well, yeah. Anyway, long and short is, I'm doing fuck all this week. Next track. Next track, my friend, and here it is. This is an album that came out last year, The Monsters, Pop Up Yours. Do you remember The Monsters?
No.
The Monsters, the Reverend Beatman's main band.
All right, yeah.
All the way from Switzerland, and crazy garage punk rockers with minimalist lyrics.
Okay.
As you will discover, as I play you, The Monsters, I Want You. Listening to Guana Bats Underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And it has been a great job.
Thank you.
That was The Monsters, a track called I Want You. What is their website?
TheMonsters.co.uk?
No, TheMonsters.ch. I gave you the clue in the Swiss. There you go. Poorly being internet 4, Tony 3. Oh, it's all going to come down to the wire this week, sunshine. Now then, have you got a track?
I do.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you for your nominations. I had a couple through, but please do email me for a nomination. I'm always going to need more. I don't want to get too cocky about the whole surfing on a tsunami of twat, but times are good. Email me, tony@punkyrager.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. There are twats. Email me now. This week is from Ludwig von Drakenberg III.
Love him already.
And he says, Goopa Goopa, it is election time in Mexico, and it's always a trying time that brings the roaches into the light. This one is worse than most. There is absolutely no decent pick from the four candidates. One represents the old school of theft, violence, corruption and repression. Another is power hungry, irresponsible and crazy. One actually has intelligence and interesting opinions, but is a puppet of the worst part of the old school. The final one is plain lukewarm, simply does not have the strength to guide, and is likely to be manipulated by every party. So for having absolutely no worthwhile offers, I prefer the whole stinking corrupt Mexican political system is a twat. Best regards, Ludwig von Drakenberg III.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Let's call the whole Mexican political... What was it?
The whole stinking corrupt Mexican political system.
The whole stinking corrupt Mexican political system. Yes, this is the kind of twat I can really get my teeth into. Prepare for a tremendous twatting, Central America.
A Mexican twatting or a normal twatting?
Oh, we can do a Mexican twatting. Yeah, let's see how that goes.
Okay, see you
then. I'm ready, mate.
Okay. So, the whole stinking corrupt Mexican political system from Mexico... He's a twat.
Oh, that's the best twat we've had in ages. Thank you very much, Ludwig. Oh, that's brilliant. No, just remind people what they should do if you have a twat. Come on, you've got to want to have a twat. That is a great twat.
Just email me, tony@punkyradio.com, twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Gratefully received. Thank you.
If we had a hall of twat's fame, that would be in it.
Definitely.
The whole stinking corrupt Mexican political system. That's brilliant. That's up there with Uncle Randy.
Yes.
Right, last track.
Okay.
This band's fairly political as well, but you wouldn't know. It's so too busy getting pissed. Band called The Frenzy of Tongs. Quite a few friends on the show this week, or people that do have friends. They're friends of the show. And their latest album is The Piper at the Gates of Dumb. Here we go. Quite political. And this is track 10, which is a bonus track. You might remember I spoke about this before, and it's got the first two tracks and the next 12 are billed as bonus tracks, which I find hilarious. Yeah. There will be news of my new album in a week or two, which is nearly out now. Anyway, hello, The Frenzy of Tongs, and I'm glad I've got this track to play. What I want to know is, Tony, all the way from Rhode Island, what is The Frenzy of Tongs' MySpace page?
myspace.com/frenzy of tongs.
No, it's myspace.com/thefrenzy of
Bollocks.
Tongs. Poorly being internet 5, Tony 3. Oh, this is enough to get me on an ego trip.
We'll be right back.
that's about it for another show this week, Tony and I. Do you know what I like to think? It's punked out.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's punked out massively. And all of you people listening on internet radio stations would probably like to know of other internet radio stations you could maybe listen to. And if you're listening via download, via punkua.com or perhaps at iTunes or such like, maybe you'd like to find out about the internet radio stations that carry our shows. Over to you, Tony.
Yep, we are on hussieskunk.com, hussieskunk.com. We're on the internet's Talk Superstation, which you can find at talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K Radio.com. And finally, the new station, we're on extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E metalradio.net.
Yeah, now, those stations all also have Facebook pages. Make sure you go to them and like them. Help them out. Spread the word. Link. Do a bit. The thing about social networks is people don't do enough genuine social networking on them. They're too busy posting about how bad their day's going. Yeah. And you can really help these stations. You can help the bands, you know. Check out their websites. Check out their Facebook pages. Check out their MySpace pages if you're Project Marv. Check out their Pure Volume pages. You know, do the stuff. Do the work. Don't be a passive listener. Be active. Do stuff. Make a difference. Listen to punk rock. Next week, we got a Psychobilly special. It's going to be fucking brilliant. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
Bunch of guns.